Now, back to more of the Carney Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
Or in John's case, would that be less?
My friends, oh yes, I mean a boys band, do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
Thursday, Carney Show. Greetings, loved ones. Welcome back. Harris here, young Joshua Gilbert, too. And now, as we bring in the Thursday Music Club, that means Samantha Fisher from Play It Forward cannot be far behind.
Hello.
There she is right there. On the phone, phoning it in, literally, today.
How are you?
Good. What's going on? Where is ya?
I'm at home. I'm working on spreadsheets and stuff today because we're developing a new program within the Play It Forward system. Do you want to know what it is?
Hey, well, let's tell people that Play It Forward is an organization that helps gather up instruments and money to buy instruments to get in the hands of kids that don't get that opportunity because, sadly, the arts are the first things to go when schools are cutting budgets. Hence our superhero, Samantha Fisher. So what is your new program?
Well, we thought we're running across the lot that, you know, we have a lot of instruments that we can donate and that we purchase, and we've been very successful with that. But we thought, well, what if we were renting the instruments for the kids as well? That way, if that fifth grader decides in sixth grade he doesn't want to play the violin, then it can go back to the rental shop and the funds can just keep funneling around. So we're introducing the STL Players Club. So to be a member of the club, we'll find you a scholar student. And you, your company, your organization, your venue, your club, your restaurant, open to everybody, they can come in and contact me and I can find them a student and they'll just pay their rental fees for that particular instrument for the fiscal school year.
Do you get to know who your student is and kind of follow their progress? Because I think it would be fun to hear,
well, yeah,
the, hear the progress.
We're working on incorporating that into the program where we're, say like the gramophone, for instance, and the staff there, we would encourage them to go to their scholar recipient's recital, get to know them, meet your music teacher. And our hope is that that particular student plays in the sixth grade. Well, on the seventh grade, maybe the gramophone will say, you know what, we'll sponsor him again this year. And then the eighth grade, and pretty soon they're gotten through high school. And maybe somewhere like the gramophone, when that student has graduated from school, say, you know what, come on in, play for the night. So, yeah, we want to establish and build a relationship between the scholar and the recipient.
I know.
And the giver. So I think it's going to be a great program. So
I know it's going to be, it's going to vary wildly depending upon the instrumentation, but on average, for a school year, what could somebody get in on the Play It Forward Club for? Does that make any sense?
Well,
how much?
Like, I just took over a rental payment for a grandmother who has custody of both of her grandchildren, okay? And it just wasn't in her budget. So Play It Forward took over her payment. It's $19.98 a month for this particular instrument. I mean, that's just so easy for us. So that was a low number. So they can go up to maybe $58 a month, depending on the instrument. But it's really not an expensive item when you consider what the benefits and the payoff is going to be for that particular student and that family that may not be able to acquire that cost.
Let us know when you're ready to roll that out. That's very exciting and a great idea, Sam.
Well, I think the Carney Show is going to have our own band of students that we sponsor, correct? I mean, that would be tremendous. Then we can have them come in and play.
A lot of fun. And there could be some particular venues or businesses that go, you know, we'll take two students. And then we're starting to alleviate the problem because, A, we'll be supporting local rental shops, which we love here in St. Louis, and we'll give a break to the parents. And if the school doesn't have enough instruments for the kids to perform, That's why they need to rent them, so we can step in and just rent those instruments for them and support them through the whole year, build a relationship, get to know them. I just think it's a win-win. I'm very excited about it.
Oh, I think it is, too. And, Kara, you're a big party thrower, and I like to have a little bash from time to time. If we have our own little bevy of musicians, look at the money that we'd save on hiring a DJ or a band. We could say, look, I bought that for you for the entire semester. You're going to come play at my house on Friday. Stop crying! Just a thought.
Exactly. I knew that you would know exactly what I was talking about, and you would know where to take it.
Is there information online about the program yet, or are we that far?
We're very, very close to launching it, so I'm just giving you the pre-launch. But if anybody out there is listening that is interested, they can certainly get a hold of me, playitforwardspl.org, and I can already start to get it set up.
All right.
But we're getting ready to launch it. So just a little teaser pre-launch.
Awesome.
For the show today.
Awesome. All right, we're going to get into some music in a second. Let me break this up and get some traffic from Ed Smarin just so we can help people get where they're going. Ed?
Radio video.
All right, back to it. Music Club. By the way, you can always reach out and touch someone. And if you want to touch us, leave the money on the dresser. 84126 on the text line. Things like, I'm 30 and I love the Stooges. Thanks. Now I have that stupid curly shuffle stuck in my head. And someone also said, Kara is cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, they didn't see you play air flute during the commercial break.
Come on. My version, Sam, I was a flautist in the fourth grade.
I bet you were.
And my version of Uptown Girl, especially on the air flute, is not worth listening
now,
to.
I can't believe you're saying the word air flute in that program with those boys.
Had she gone into, sitting on a park bench, I'd have been like, wow, okay, cool. Uptown Girl, not as much. All right, Thursday Music Club, and well, we like to unleash some music on some folks. What do you have for us this week?
Oh, one of my favorite artists in St. Louis, and I know I say that all the time, but truly he is, Mr. Johnny Fox. We've been friends for so long, I can't even remember. He's got some new stuff coming out. He's been out living in the country, just writing songs one after another. This is one of my favorites off his new stuff. And he's going to do a show October 25th at 8 p.m. at the Focal Point in St. Louis. And he's committed all the proceeds to Play It Forward that particular night. $5 cover. And it's a great album. It's a great track. It's called Good Intentions.
A little flute. Maybe we could get Johnny and Kara one night only at the Focal Point. Johnny Fox, Good Intentions, October 25th at the Focal Point. Good stuff there, Sammy.
Oh, I love it. I love it. He puts on a great show. He's a great entertainer, so we'll be happy to see some people come out and supporting that.
Is he looking for a flautist? Do you know?
It's possible. I'd have to check with him on that.
All right.
Kara, get ready.
I'll go home and practice.
Oh, I can't imagine being off air right now with you guys.
Well, it's going to happen. It's going to happen soon, but not until we get one more cut in, and no stranger to this broadcast, and I'm sure everybody knows Devin Allman.
Of course, everybody knows Devin. I just wanted to mention it. He's in town this week, which is rare. A great Honey Tribe performance at the Shanty this Friday night, and when he does a show there, it's sold out, it's packed, come early. But he's got a new album out, Ragged and Dirty, and this is a track off the new album. I love it. I love this whole album. So come on out and support Devin at the Shanty on Friday. He'll probably take the stage between 9:30 and 10. And this track, again, off the new album, Ragged and Dirty, get it at Amazon, all the areas, devinallman.com. This track is called Can't Lose Them All, and it's fantastic.
All right, well,
he lives in your neighborhood now. You know this.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
We'll look him up, and you as well. PlayItForwardSTL.org for more information. Thank you, Samantha. We go out with Devin Allman, 147. More Carney Show coming up.
Ain't so much as a bone ever thrown my way. My good luck's been running bad. Lost everything that I ever had. 'Cause the dice won't roll my way.